You're listening to Today in Parliament on BBC Radio 4. Now for a look at some of the other stories from Parliament today. Over in the Lords, the Liberal Democrat peer, Lady Miller of Chilthorne Domer, asked an urgent question about the current floods. What action was the government taking in the light of warnings of more rain to come? The Environment Minister, Lord Rooker, said military assistance remained available to those currently affected. And as to the government's record...
There's been an unprecedented amount of capital expenditure on flood defences in the last 10 years. We want that to continue. There was no cut, but for the avoidance of any other questions, no cut to the Environment Agency's capital flood defence programme. But of course, there is a huge amount of work to do with the something like 60 to 70 main river catchment areas in this country to make sure that adequate preparation is made for exceptional rainfall.
But from the Conservative front bench, Lord Dixon Smith said exceptional rainfall was not uncommon in Britain. In the short term, it was individuals and businesses who would foot the bill.
Has the government got discussions going on with banks and financial institutions to ensure sympathetic treatment for short-term funding requests, which will be essential if, in fact, communities are to recover from this work in a reasonably short timescale?
And was there anything that could be done to keep insurance premium increases down? Lord Rooker said there would be talks with the insurance industry. The Liberal Democrat, Lord Livesey, challenged Lord Rooker over claims that the Environment Agency's capital budget hadn't been slashed. What about other areas of its spending?
Can he reassure the House that other parts of the Environment Agency budget have not been cut, and whether, in fact, the budget for the current year, particularly as far as maintenance costs are concerned with the Environment Agency, have not been reduced?
Lord Rooker repeated that money for building flood defences had not been cut.
There was a £15 million adjustment to the Environment Agency's budget last year as part of DEFRA's £200 million budgetary adjustment. None of that affected capital flood defences. Of the £15 million, some £9 million affected maintenance. Others affected general administration, other matters. I've been assured that none of that would have actually changed anything that's happened in the last few days.
Well, a little after those exchanges in the Lords, up on the committee corridor, the head of the Environment Agency, Lady Young, had a rather different view. She told MPs that inadequate funding of her agency was to blame for its failure to get the country's flood defences ready to cope with the recent rainfall. But Lady Young ruled out resigning in the wake of the floods and said she was immensely proud of what the agency had achieved. Melissa Bell reports.
Lady Young of Oldscoon became chief executive of the Environment Agency in 2000, the year that saw homes in parts of the North and the Midlands swamped when heavy rains led to rivers bursting their banks. Since then, there have been a number of inquiries into how the flood defences in England and Wales can be improved. The most recent was published in June by the National Audit Office and found that the Environment Agency had not met its target of maintaining 63% of flood defences in target condition, with consequent risks should a flood occur. Today, as the Public Accounts Committee heard that the River Don had burst its banks at Doncaster and that the military had been brought in to help shore it up, the committee's chairman, the Conservative Edward Lee, accused Lady Young of not having done enough.
In view of the fact that you have manifestly failed to carry out the promises given to this committee, do you think the time has come to consider your own position?
Chairman, I'm immensely proud of what we've achieved for flood risk management over the last 7 years. If we have one major problem, it is simply that there is much more we could do if we had adequate funding. We juggle day in, day out and make very hard choices between maintenance and new schemes for communities that have no defences. My heart goes out to the people that we've seen on the television over the last 2, 3, 4 days.
Labour's Ian Wright recognised that inadequate funding had been a factor, but he returned to the NAO report and to what more the agency might have done to help prevent the disaster.
Spending cuts have meant that you have had a direct impact on the ability for you to actually carry out flood defence and maintenance. And yet it seems to me the whole theme of this report is that you're not focusing on the high-risk areas. You're doing it along the traditional way that you've done before, and you're not focusing on the areas most at risk. I don't get any sense of urgency that you are going to focus on those high-risk areas. How do you answer that?
Until about 3 years ago, we had no means of moving money across the country or really shaping priorities, because they were very much shaped by independent local flood risk management committees. Now that we've had for the last 3 years the ability to move money, we are steadily moving our funds towards high-risk systems and the highest priorities.
But Ian Wright thought the agency could have done more sooner. The Labour MP and father of the House, Alan Williams, agreed.
Over 11 years, what would you say are a ballpark figure you've spent in achieving relatively little?
We've achieved a huge amount.
What have you spent in achieving it?
My maths are not up to that, I'm afraid, on the hoof. But I would have thought that we were probably talking about somewhere between 200,000 and 300,000 for many, many years until it was increased.
You've been talking about how much?
Sorry, 200 to 300 million for many years before it was increased to 500 million.
The Conservative, Philip Dunn, wanted to know what the Environment Agency would now do to help. Lady Young told him that she would be seeking extra funds from the Environment Department to help cope with the flooding.
We will, once we've assessed the impact of the event, have to look at what remedial work we have to do, and at that stage we will be talking to DEFRA about our budget. But in their current parlous state, I find it difficult to believe that we'll get much from them, so it may well be we have to seek Treasury funding. But we will, I suspect, have to swallow quite a large proportion of it from our own resource.
And how do you expect to be able to do that? Have you any estimate at this point, ballpark, of how much the current floods are going to cost?
We're up to the neck, if you'll pardon the pun, in just coping with the emergency. Our most important thing is to protect property and life at the moment.
But the chairman of the committee, Edward Lee, ended the session by urging the Treasury to be careful what further funds it granted to Lady Young.
You say you need more money. I don't think, following this hearing, that we are convinced that you can guarantee to us that you will spend it more effectively than the extra money you've already received.
Mr. Lee said that if the plans had been put into effect earlier, then property could have been saved. Lady Young had undertaken to improve flood defences and, he said, she had failed.
Melissa Bell with that report.